Two elephants were sitting in a bathtub. One says to the other,
"Pass me the soap."
Hand me the soap.
And the other one says,
"No.
No soap. Radio.
Radio.
No soap. Radio.
No soap. Radio.
No soap. Radio. A half-hour experiment in audio collage." Tonight on No Soap Radio, we explore the spaces between audio, narrative, and performance with the work of three amazing women. First up, Miss Miranda July with Medical Wonder.
Okay. I was one of five medical researchers working as a team. We were hired as a team. It was a two-day job.
Is this the beginning?
$2 million each.
Well, she doesn't really say anything until much later.
To receive instructions.
Yeah, I'll decide that for myself.
To begin the experiment.
Can I hear it from the beginning, please?
To look in the microscope.
From the beginning?
I don't remember. I said it and I mean it. I don't remember.
Why don't you ask one of the other four?
Yes, there were five of us. I was one of five medical researchers working as a team. We were hired as a team. It was a two-day job. My name is Judy Barton. I come from Salina, Kansas. I work at Magnum's and I live here. Yes, only 2 days. We were paid for 2 days of work. I don't remember the exact amount. It was $2 million each. That was even more back then. Yep. Well, you must know when it happened. You've got to know something, right? Are you from the government? Because if you're from the government, you're way too late. It was 20 years ago. May 6th and 7th, 1997. I was 23. I was the youngest of the five.
Stop the tape.
I was...
Did you hear the way she said that?
Do you think she's lying?
No, did you hear the way she said that?
Oh, the... No, I don't think I caught that.
Rewind, please.
May 6th and 7th,
listen how she says I was 23.
I was 23. 23. I was the youngest of the five. You think she's lying?
That's not the point. Of course she's lying. She's been lying from the beginning. Question is, why is she lying? Who does she think we are?
I was a genius. I was a genius before the experiment. Now I'm just... Okay. I was one of five medical researchers working as a team. We were hired as a team. It was a two-day job. We were paid $2 million each to drive to the lab, to receive instructions, to look through the microscope, to look at the floor, to not look into the eyes of any of the other four medical researchers, to drive home at 5 o'clock without crashing on purpose, to not tell anyone, to not look in the mirror, to not write anything down, to not tape record, video, or otherwise document any information relating to the experiment, to sleep with a metal plate on our tongues, to wake up on day 2
ever remember me. 7th. Live a long life, live a clean life, die old. No trace, no memory, no mistake. Seems like they're fluctuating and I can't concentrate at all. 5, can you concentrate? All right then. Titrate silver nitrate. I'll prepare the benzidine test too. Can you distill 2 milligrams sodium? Oh my god. The light. What's happening with that? What's happening with the air? I can't breathe at all. 5, can you breathe? Is this part of the experiment? What are we involved in here? Oh my god, this is airborne. These are germs. This is airfare. This is warfare. Don't look into my eyes. Don't look into my eyes. We're finishing the experiment. Finish the experiment. Don't look in my eyes. Think of the money. $2 million. $2 million. 4 billion cells. 4 billion cells. This is airborne. This is warfare. Don't look at me. Finish the experiment. I'm driving home without crashing, without screaming, without telling anyone. I'm sleeping without the metal plate on my tongue. Hello, 1? This is 3. I still remember everything, which... Hello, 2? This is 3? We worked on the experiment together yesterday... Hello, 4? This is 3. Do you still remember? Because I still... Hello, 5? This is 3. Please don't hang up.
No. Soap. Radio. And now, Laurie Anderson and Julie Haywood on Song from America on the Move.
Thank you very much, Terry. We're just going to tread water here for a minute. Last year, I was on a twin-engine plane from Milwaukee to New York City, and just over LaGuardia, one of the engines conked out, and we started to drop straight down, flipping over and over. Then the engine died, and we went completely out of control. New York City started to get taller and taller. A voice came over the intercom and said,
"Our pilot has informed us that we are about to attempt a crash landing. Please extinguish all cigarettes. Place your tray tables in an upright position. Your captain says, please do not panic. Captain says, place your head in your hands. Captain says, put your knees to your chin. Captain says, put your hands on your eyes. Captain says, put your hands on your head. Put your hands on my knees. This is your captain. Have you lost your dog? We are going down.
Down. Down. Together. As it turned out, we were caught in a downdraft and rammed into a bank. It
was a miracle.
But afterwards, I was terrified about getting onto planes. For months, the minute I started walking down the aisle, my eyes would clamp shut. And I would fall into a deep, involuntary sleep. My mind would shut down.
You don't want to see this. You don't want to be here. You will lose your dog.
Finally, I was able to regain consciousness, but I'd always have to go up to the forward cabin and ask the stewardesses if I could sit next to them. You know, hi, mind if I join you? And they were always rather irritated. You know, oh, all right, what a baby. And I watched their uniforms crack while we made nervous chit-chat. Sometimes even that didn't help, and I'd have to find one of the other passengers to talk to. And you can spot these people immediately. There's one on every flight. Someone who's really on your wavelength. I was on a flight from LA and I spotted one of them sitting across the aisle. A girl of about 14. She had a stuffed rabbit set up on her tray table, and she kept arranging and rearranging the rabbit and kind of waving to it, hi, hi there, moving it. And I decided, this is the one I want to sit next to. Suddenly, I realized that she was speaking in an entirely different language. Computerese. Kind of high-tech lingo. It was amazing. If she didn't understand something, it just didn't scan. Everything was circuitry, electronics, switching. We talked mostly about her boyfriend. He was never in a bad mood. He was in a bad mode. Moody kind of a guy. The romance was apparently kind of rocky, and she kept saying, oh man, you know, like, it's so digital. And she just meant, of course, that the relationship was on again, off again. Always two things, switching current runs through, and then it doesn't. It was a language of sounds, of noise, of switching. It was the language of the rabbit, of the caribou, the beaver, and the penguin. A language of the past, current running through bodies, on again, off again. One thing instantly replaces another, the language of the future. Put your knees up to your chins. Have you lost your dog? Put your hands over your eyes. Jump out of the plane. You are not alone. This is the language of the on again, off again future, and it is digital.
I heard that in the future, I mean, this is what I heard, that in the future, there will be no more animals, no more quadrupeds. I need a pet. And it will be a mystery why or where they went. A puzzle that will soon be forgotten. The pieces of this mysterious puzzle will be distributed very secretly and very discreetly in very close circles. But each circle will only have a fragment of the puzzle. And there will be many, many puzzles. And these groups will fight for the pieces to possess all the many, 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 many pieces of the many, 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 many puzzles. One group, codename Flyers, believed that there was once an animal species that could fly.
The academics of that period refused to acknowledge this theory.
The Flyers also believed that there was some kind of revolution among the birds. There was a big coo. There was a big coo. The Flyers also have a dim shadow, poor excuse for a bird call. One underground group, codename Rabbits, alias Productive Desire, have a secret called Aggressive Hearing.
Say what?
Aggressive Hearing.
Say
what?
Aggressive hearing. But the Penguins, codename Blue Bloods, Blood Blues, have the most knowledge and ruthless power. The Penguins are simply more advanced. Penguins transmit to rabbits. It's either you or me. And we are simply more advanced than you. We know your secret. You hear the most. But we know the best.
You're listening to
No Soap,
to No
Radio.
Soap.
No
Soap
Radio on BSR 88.1 FM
WELH
Providence,
Rhode Island.
Live on the web at www.bsrlive.com.
And now, courtesy of Anna Fritz, the clandestine transmissions of Pirate Jenny.
Free radio relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond. This is Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond. Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. This is a message to all the people in Radio Land. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please call me to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves through your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pirate Jenny at Free Radio Relay. Please respond.
Thank you. All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time. Weather every 9 minutes. Traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio. But no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio! Talk radio! Talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon. It's Steve Fritz.
Radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages. They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to switch to static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range.
No Soap Radio is a production of Robin Emer and Adeline Goss. To hear more work by Laurie Anderson and work by other audio artists, visit www.ubu.com. That's U-B-U. The Miranda July piece heard on tonight's show can be found on her record, The B'nai Simon Test, out on Kill Rock Stars, or on her website, mirandajuly.com. Music on that piece by Donovan Skirvin. Anna Fritz is currently touring with her new piece, The Automated Prayer Machine. You can hear that on www.kunstradio.at. You can hear the full version of Pirate Jenny on transom.org. Tune in 2 weeks from now for the season finale of No Soap Radio, and hear our first and last live show.